some post-operative examples of a patient who's had over 200 grams resective in the upper pole of her breast. She has this lateral incision. She has this defect on her back. You can usually get just behind the tip of the scapula if you work hard to resect these. Here's a patient who has a sort of hybrid flap. She's actually had the flap resected through this incision and then de-epithelialized and tucked into the lower pole of the breast. So she's preserved her breast skin. And then what I would call a more classic mini flap with a much shorter lateral incision to do the operation. And here's a patient who had this done some 13 years previously who's had a 220-gram resection of the upper pole of the breast. I was talking to Vani about nerve division. We keep our nerves intact because, obviously, you don't lose volume that way, but one of the downsides is that you get contraction of the flap when the patient forcibly adducts the shoulder joint. And then moving on to the migraine.